Yeah, about how many people live around here in the community?
Okay.
Oh, that's a little unexpected. I think it's 75, including a little village over here y'all come to.
Yeah, does it have a name? Is that Abbotsford?
Abbotsford.
Abbotsford. Okay.
Used to be the post office, but they done away with it.
Oh, really?
Years ago.
Okay. How many stores used to be around here?
I mean, where?
Stores.
You mean with the present ones?
Uh-huh, too? Uh-huh.
Four.
What were they? Did you have like a general store?
Which?
Like a drug store?
Well, there's one drug store. Another grocery.
Okay, will you tell me about the house that you used to live in when you were growing up and like what kind of rooms it had and everything?
Well, at first it was built in 1847.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon like class old colonial type, upstairs, we called it.
How many stories did it have? Two?
Two. Five rooms and a hall. And back in the slavery days, the old kitchens where they done the cooking was all from the main dwelling and had a walkway from the old kitchen to the big house, they called it.
What did they call the walkway? Did they have a special name for it?
No, they didn't just walkway.
Uh-huh.
But in later years, they done away with that and added a stove room, we call it, done the cooking. All together in the old house, big house.
Mm-hmm. How many bedrooms did it have? What kind of bedrooms?
Well, they were large, tall, high ceiling, large rooms. I imagine about 18 by 20 feet. And there were four bedrooms.
Did you have anything like a little place outside like you have out there that you'd have rocking chairs and everything on? What
yeah.
did you call that?
Had a front porch and then a small side porch.
Okay. What do you call what the smoke goes up in there? I noticed you have it outside the bricks. What do you call that?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the open place on the floor right in front of the fireplace?
That's it. The hearth.
What about the things that haul the logs up?
Well, there's two names. Although, some call them fire dogs. I don't know where that name, how that name come about.
Uh-huh.
And some call them andirons.
Uh-huh. Who did you hear call it andirons?
Huh?
Who all did you hear it call andirons? Like, what type of people called it different things?
Why? I wouldn't know.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Wouldn't know.
You just heard them both when you were growing up?
It's been fire dogs or andirons as long as I can recollect.
What do you call the place up there like that clock is sitting on?
Mantle.